Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Cam Girl Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Luscious Leisha. Today we have the beautiful Paisley Hayes with us. Hey Paisley, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. So what's been going on?
Oh, nothing. Working as always. Staying busy. Staying productive.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, she streams on Cam Soda. She's also a Sex Panther model. She has an awesome YouTube channel. She also has a Mattress Actress Academy, which we can talk about in further detail for any Cam models or anyone wants to check it out.
Okay.
She's all over the board and she does amazing shit. So tell us about Mattress Actress Academy.
Okay, so Mattress Actress Academy is a branch from my YouTube channel. It's where I get like I would say the most views and stuff is when people want to learn about how to become a PSO or get into cam or do content or schedules, like when they come to learn. I started Mattress Actress because everyone from my YouTube channel started asking me for consultations. After about the 200th consultation, I was like, okay, it's time to like really have my course.
That's
So
awesome.
I came up with a name back in 2020, Mattress Actress Academy. I just didn't know what to do with it until I started my course. And it's a 10-week program where you can come with me twice a week. But I mean, essentially, I talk to my students all the time. But we meet twice a week, and I, for 10 weeks, just to hold them on track and stay accountable. I still do consultations as well, but that would sum up what Mattress Actress is, just to come learn about phone sex and cam.
That's awesome. And we don't have enough resources at all for anything like that. So that's amazing that you're doing that because that's putting it, if anybody's interested in getting in the modeling business with camming, I mean, Paisley's an awesome resource. She does have some awesome classes. I check them out all the time and her YouTube channel. I mean, how long ago did you start a YouTube channel?
I started a YouTube channel 2 years ago. I just hit my 2 year mark, I think November 14th.
That's amazing. And she's, if you guys don't know, she's really down to earth and she has really, really good expertise in the industry. Pretty much anything you can ask her. You're like an open book.
Yeah, I am an open book. I like you said earlier, just being authentic, genuine. I just am myself. I don't try to fake it or anything. I just want to be real with the girls, you know?
Yeah, that's how I live my life too, because I just can't imagine putting on a different act. Like I wouldn't be able to remember it. And you can't be up.
Yes.
Can't. And so I've watched a lot of your YouTube stuff. You have a lot of it's like comparable to the podcast here. You have a lot of tips and tricks and a lot of mentorship, which is great. Have you seen
Yeah.
a big turnout for your classes?
You said what?
Have you seen a big turnout for your classes? Do you have a lot of models set up?
Oh, yes. Well, you know what? Whenever people start things, I think their fear is to not have anyone show up.
Yeah.
And so when consultations, I'm getting them. So cool. But to start a class, and the first go around, I had six graduates.
Thanks.
Yeah. So
That's awesome.
that's good. In this class now, I have five.
And after they graduate, what do they get after they graduate? Can they come back to you at any time and ask questions?
I don't want to say yes and then, you know, I get blamed for this video. Well, you say this, but honestly, I still talk to my students. I mean, they become my peers, you know, so there's no need to stop talking. So we're doing shout out for shout outs together. We're camming together. We're, you know, doing collabs and stuff. So I don't stop talking to my students. If they feel like they just like two of my students from the first go around decided to rebuy the class.
Nice.
And the reason is because my scheduling class is ongoing. So I do for my students shadow calls where they get to listen to me take the calls. And I do study halls where we get together and we work together for like 3 or 4 hours.
That's
And
awesome.
then the schedules, we make our schedules together every single week. I hold them accountable and that sort. So the two students that rebought it, they didn't buy it to relearn the cam stuff as if I didn't teach them enough. It's the things that I offer that they saw value in.
And that's such an amazing,
Accountability.
yeah. There's so much to learn too, and you've been in it for 3 years?
Cammy?
Yeah. How long have you been with?
Oh, it'll be 6 years in November. I just hit 5 years.
Yeah, so you have a plethora of information. I mean, that's great for anyone that's afraid to start, don't know where to start. Go to Mattress Actress Academy because she can hook you up. Paisley's awesome.
Thank you. And they need to watch all of y'all's videos as well on here. Y'all have some great resources and good tips. So,
Yeah, it's few and
like,
far between nowadays. I mean, there's not much stuff out there. I know when I first started, I was like looking up everything and trying to just like find things. It was hard.
same,
Yeah, so the
same.
whole community thing, like I'm trying to do that with like the roundtables that we have here. I know that you're creating community with getting people together in classes because we don't have that. We don't get that.
Well, y'all also have your Reddit. Because I
Yes.
think I'm on your Reddit. And then I have a Telegram group, and it's not just for people that watch my YouTube, but it's for the community. So if anyone ever wants to join, it's t.me/mattressactress.
How is Telegram? Is it like a media site?
Well, here's the thing. I don't use it for to engage with male clients. I think a lot of people start their Telegram groups to engage with male clients or to do like to find girls to buy promo from or like shout out for shout outs. My Telegram is for community purposes only. And then I have it for my students. So that's my classes, it's different. But in my Mattress Actress Telegram, I have some of my porn star friends, I have my peers, I have people that watch my YouTube. And it's just a safe space where if anyone wants to come vent, you know, we're working by ourselves. We don't have anyone. So they come there. Yeah, maybe a quick question. Like I was having some trouble with Pornhub the other day. With this new two-step authentication that they want to do. And I messed it up and you know, they were able to find me some resources. So
Nice. Yeah, it's hard to find. It's like I said, it's hard to find anybody to ask because usually, when I first started, I would go into other models' rooms and look to see like what they were doing, and they would get mad. And I don't gatekeep. I'm not into the gatekeeping bullshit. But
Oh, me
I
neither.
mean, you're a super huge resource for anybody that's listening, anybody's interested in anything about camming. And you also, PSO, phone sex operator. You're
Yeah.
awesome at that. Tell us a little bit of how you got into the phone sex operating.
Okay, so almost a year into camming, I think, like, I don't know, most people, when you get into any form of adult work, you always try something else in the realm, whether you go off to do porn or you strip. Or whatever form. And so I wanted to do something else. So I looked up phone sex. I'm like, wow, this is still a thriving thing. And then I discovered like Night Flirt, Talk to Me, Sex Panther, I Want Phone, all these sites. And I'm just like, I gotta try this. So I became a PSO in October 2019. And it's not what I thought, but I love it.
Yeah, I prefer. I'm on Sex Panther too. I love it. Like, I really like it. It's a good time. As long as you're available, I mean, you set your boundaries. It's fun. I have a good time in it.
I do too.
How do you schedule? Do you leave it on all day? Are you available? Like, do you make yourself a schedule every day? Well, obviously you have to because your classes and stuff, but.
Yes, so every week I make a schedule like this too, and I have like everything on here, and then I'm clipboard that I keep and I write my daily outlines. I have my agenda. I mean, it's all a part of my school supplies that I have because I'm making my students get it all too. But yes, I keep a schedule. I have to stay on schedule. It's the only way I make money. If it's all over the place, I'm not making money. I'm
Yeah,
just not.
that's so true. You have to have a schedule because for like the first 2 years I was doing this, I just did what I wanted and it wasn't good. You have to
Yeah.
write, you have to.
That's how it was my first year. I did put it long hours, but I did it when I wanted.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you just gotta be consistent with
Yeah.
camming.
You have to. And you have to treat it like a real job. It is a job, but you have to treat it with a schedule. You have to go or you're not gonna go. You're like, I don't need to work today, but you do.
Yeah, for sure.
So how often do you cam in the week?
Monday through Friday. Right now my schedule is Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. My phone lines, however, come on about 8 a.m. and get cut off around the same time I get off my cam at 2 p.m. And then like 2 to 3 is kind of like my afternoon regroup time. 3 o'clock, 3 to 4, 4:30, maybe 5. I'm with my kid, and about 6 to 10, I'm doing Mattress Actress and YouTube stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing how much the sex work industry takes up your time. When I was doing it full time, it was all day long. And a lot of people don't realize that. Like, if you're going to be successful in the industry, you have to be on it all the time. You have to give yourself a little
Yeah.
bit of time. It's mostly all the time.
Like any other entrepreneur, what do they say? You wake up, it's a 5 a.m. to midnight. It's not a 9 to 5.
It is. You're exactly right, because there's so much that goes into it. It's not just about camming, it's about making marketing materials, it's about content, it's about
Yeah.
everything else. You know, there's so
Oh, well, yeah, we didn't even bring all that because I do make content. I try to get a new video a day on all my clip sites.
that's awesome.
Like, I have to. You said what?
Which one do you what clip site do you like the most?
Okay, so there's I Want Clips, Clips for Sale, and Minivids. Loyal Fans is a fan site, but personally, I don't get fans on there. I get people that buy my clips, so I consider it one of my clip sites. Out of those, it's hard to pick a favorite, honestly, because it's like Clips for Sale is like my weird fetishy type stuff. So like farting videos, that type of thing really sells on like Clips for Sale.
That's what I've heard.
I Want Clips is the femdom site. So your cucks, your sissies, they're all there. Minivids is everything. And I don't know, I really like all their, and I don't know. I like all their platforms, honestly. All the platforms, I love it because they do webinars for their models, each one of those four. And I not many vids, not many vids, but Sex Panther, I Want Clips, Clips for Sale, Loyal Fans. They all do webinars a couple times a month for the models, and you can come ask questions.
That's awesome. I didn't know they did that.
And I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Join my Telegram group because I'm always sharing when the next one
That's
is.
awesome. I'm
Yeah.
all about learning thing. Like, you've heard me talk about pineapplesupport.org. Have you checked
Oh
them?
yeah.
I just signed up for a class. I do 6-week classes and stuff. I just love to learn. And there's so much stuff. But that's good to know there's stuff like that. I didn't know there was.
Yeah.
Nice. So tell us, how did you get into the industry 6 years ago?
Everybody asks this question. So I was a manager. No, it's cool. I was a manager at Whataburger. And I got fired. And then I was like, okay, what am I gonna do? Stumbled across Cam, and been doing it ever since. I love the freedom, the flexibility. I have way more time with my kid. Like, it's great being able to go on field trips and not having to be like, well, is my job gonna give me off?
Yeah, that's definitely positive. It definitely is. So, I've been camming for about 3 years, but I've fell off a little bit. I've been doing other things. I've actually been working like a regular quote unquote job, and it's true because I'm not home, and I don't really like that too much. You know what I'm saying? With spend time with the kids.
Yeah. And that's what I really like. I can go on field trips. I could, just be there every day, every night.
And that's important because time
Yeah.
flies by and you only get that time once with
I know, then they turn 18. Like, where are you
them.
gonna go? Don't leave me, no.
I know my one kid's taller than me. I'm like, what happened? Like, what happened? It's
Yeah.
crazy. I know a lot of single moms and a lot of married people do this, for a living, and there's such a huge stigma about it. But like, honestly, I wish it would just like let up because there's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah, because you know what? One thing, I don't really, as a single mom, there's no men in and out my house. There's no, like, you don't hear those noises that you would in the outside world. But like, let's take someone, there's single moms that do have men in and out the house, but they're not doing adult work, but you would rather look down on the adult worker, and my kid doesn't hear these things, doesn't experience those same kinds of
I'm the same
sexual.
way. I'm the same way. I don't have any guys ever over in my house. That's not what I do with my kids. Like, nope. But yeah, you're so right. I never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how do you feel? does your how do you feel about your like your do you have one child? How do you feel? Do they know what you do?
Oh no, she's young.
Yeah. What's what how do you think you're gonna react when she finds out?
I think she's gonna be like, you would do something like this. She knows that she, like, we're very close and we talk all the time. So she's 11, and I feel like we're at that age where we can have like full conversations. And so she knows my personality and stuff, honestly. Like, she always, we were talking about something one day. I think maybe she brought up trans or
Yeah.
something. And I said, well, what if mommy was like that? Just to see what she would say. Like, I'm not, but I just wanted to hear
Your
her
reaction would
response.
be.
And
Yeah.
she was like, oh, I would accept you and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, yeah. So whenever she does, whenever it's time for that conversation,
Yeah, if you ever want to know, my both of mine have know what I do. They figured it out. I don't know
oh,
how.
really?
Yeah, they're 12 and 13. Two girls. So yeah, they know what I do. And their reaction was, we kind of figured like you would be doing something like that.
Yeah.
I'm really close with them too. We have an open dialogue. Like everything's always like talked about. I think she'll be fine.
Yeah, I do too. And I mean, it's a lot of parents in this industry. It
Yeah.
really is. We're regular people. It's just our career. It's
Yeah.
just our job.
Yeah. And the way I kind of experience, I live in like a rural town and everybody talks, you know? So I'm like always the odd man out because everyone, you know, the cool moms and dads, like they know what I do. So I'm looked down upon where I am, which kind of sucks.
See,
Kind
I don't know that because I'm in Houston,
of.
so it's like, no, we got
Yeah. Yeah.
millions of people here.
I'm like, you guys need to stop being so vanilla. I know you do crazy shit in your bedroom too. I know you do.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't know why humans are so like embarrassed or ashamed or.
It's how we were trained, you know, society made us feel
Yeah.
that way. You know, I always walk around naked. Like, I hate wearing clothes. Like, I
I
just,
do too.
you're
I
just
don't like
about
wearing
when you're really
clothes.
sexual and into like your sexual side, it's more freeing. You're a more fun person. It's easier to do life, honestly. It really is.
Yeah.
What's the craziest content you think you've ever made before? Something like you're just like, really, I have to do this? Anything ever like that?
I've done almost everything except for anal.
Yeah.
So I've done. Oh, it's YouTube. Okay,
Let's get the list out, right?
hold on. I do bodily fluid stuff upon request. I don't advertise it, but when you come to me for it, because that's my big ticket item, it really is. Like,
Is. I
if
do.
someone wants to see you just use a restroom, you know, then that's $300, $400, $500. Like, you know,
Have you
and
ever
to have.
dabbled in selling your shit?
Have I ever what?
Dabbled in selling your shit?
No, but people, there are companies out here. This is not talking about anything
Yeah.
sex work or whatever.
Oh,
And they buy these laboratories are buying it.
yeah.
And there's all kinds. I have a video on it. I gotta find it. But yeah. But no, I haven't really did that. I wanna do like the farts, but
Yeah.
I'm waiting until I get a PO box. Don't ask me why I procrastinated for so long, but I
Yeah.
don't have a PO box. But
Hold
the moment I do, selling tangible items is like on we're getting this on the
Yeah.
pro.
I sold mine once and it was definitely an experience, but it's definitely the money maker.
Yeah.
The place to sell is on Scapbook. And Manybids too. They don't really have a lot of rules on Manybids, do they?
Yeah. Make sure y'all, okay, that's what's important. Please, 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 please. You can watch all of everybody's YouTube videos and you can do all of everything, but it's important that you know the terms of service on the site that you're working on.
Yes, awesome point.
So please do your own research as well. It's your brand, you know. But yeah, they are a lot lenient there. But like I said, I don't make videos and stuff. It's just kind of upon request. I don't have a site where I just like sell that on, you know? And then the whole like putting pies all over me from head to toe.
That sounds hot. I've never done that one yet.
Oh, I want to do it with someone.
That would be fun. We should plan it.
We
I do.
should.
Oh yeah. I get blueberry, okay?
I'm fine, just like the bodies are rubbing, all that stuff. I
That
just think it
sounds
would be
cool.
fun.
I think the craziest thing I ever did was like water sports, you know, peeing on each other. That's cool. But yeah, the pie picking off each other. That's perfect. You've ever
And
seen?
they'll pay for that
Yeah, they.
too, so please don't shortchange yourselves out there.
Yeah, don't underprice things. Overprice, for God's sakes. Speaking of pricing, I mean, you've talked about it on your YouTube channel. We've talked about it on here. Like, how do you price stuff? Do you price it by your worth, what you think it's worth?
Definitely. First and foremost, in 2023, I made the decision not to negotiate at all with my prices. Okay,
Round of
so
applause there, because
you
guys,
said what?
round of applause to you, because guys will bully and bully you to change things. Stick to your shit.
They will. Like, I've posted some in the past couple days. These guys are like, that's too high or whatever. Like, I charge 111 for 11 minutes. And then like if they go over a little bit, like 2 minutes, cool. And then this guy, he was like, well, I want 30 minutes. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just do 200. And he thought that was ridiculous. He's like, no one gets $400 an hour and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, hey, good luck. I always tell them, I
Yes.
hope you find what you're looking for. Because I do. Like, I'm not what you're looking for.
I saw your thing you posted on Instagram today. You're very polite about it, you
But
know?
yeah, I do. And you know, honestly, if I know girls and their prices are like that, I will send them that way. I've anytime, that's one thing I do, and you can ask the girls in Telegram. If I have a customer and he wants a show and I don't want to do it, I'll send it to them.
Yeah, I do that
So
too. It's good. It's good. Community, you know?
yeah.
Some guys are just, they just like to, I swear to God, they just like to make your day bad, honestly. But you just, yeah, yes. If you guys don't know, if you follow Paisley on her Instagram, she puts a lot of her business stuff on there, and she did put the conversation on there showing how she responded to the customer. It was very polite, very professional, you know, and the guy back with some shit, but that's just when you gotta walk away.
And I'm not negotiating. So that's video chats. Customs about 300, give or take. Cock ratings. I dabble between these two numbers. I do topless ratings, 35 and 69.
Nice.
I don't know which one to choose because I do enjoy doing them. So if I can get multiple a day, you know, either one of those numbers kind of work for me when it comes to that.
And that was cock ratings, you said. How much do you charge minimum
For what?
for cock ratings?
Oh no, those are my prices. So it's like I said, I play around with the numbers because sometimes I will tell people 69, but for the most part, $35. And it's usually about 3 minutes topless.
And I say that's perfect. But yet again, it goes back to how you feel you do, you know. You could charge $5 for it and give them a shitty cock rating, you know, but at least, you know, coming to you, to other like professional models out there, like they're gonna get what they're asking for.
And get a good job. What else do I have? What's I can't think off the top of my head right
You
now.
do squirting vids a lot.
Yeah, I have those. Oh, videos. So the videos I post on Clips for Site on average are about $15. Some I do more. Like I tell everyone, have something priced at 50, have something priced at 100, even if you don't think it's worth that, because someone will come there and pay it. You need big ticket items. And then a couple of cheap ones too. But for the most part, my videos are 15.
And that's an awesome price. And they're getting good quality. Was gonna ask you. Oh yeah, there's always like something about pricing. Like new models don't ever know how to price things, and it's hard to find information. So again, guys, Paisley's
I
YouTube channel.
didn't. I did a video chat for $10. $10 for 10 minutes, and I'm like, what the hell? I did the most.
I did. I've done that before. Like when I first started a couple years in, I was like, eh, we'll just do this. And I'm like, I'm kicking myself in the ass. I could have made a lot more money.
But it's hard to decline money when you're new and your price is one thing, but they're like, but I have this. And you're like, do I just take it?
Yeah, it is hard when you're new.
But no, please stick to your price because I promise when you tell a guy no and you just sit there on cam for like 20 more minutes, someone comes in, a whale comes in, they come, the universe will send you your great customers if you stick to your boundaries.
Exactly. I was going to say boundaries. That's huge. Because you're not going to get anywhere
For
without them.
sure.
You won't. Because guys can be ruthless in the industry. I mean, they've come into my shows before and they've called me, every name under the sun. And you have to be resilient to that. Like you have to, kick them out. Do you get a lot of people like
Oh.
that sometimes, or just like straight assholes?
I got that when I started wearing my natural hair. I wanted to filter that out, but I started wearing my natural hair because of my girls on YouTube. But really, no, like, I mean, they'll kind of come in and call me fat, or if they say names, like if they say a pig, I'll just start oinking, or they say something, like I'll just laugh at it. Because
Oh, man.
honestly, I'm at a point in my life where like people's opinions of me don't matter, like even the good ones. I appreciate all like the inspirations and shit I share, like I do greatly appreciate it, but it doesn't affect how I feel about myself. Like I love me, so y'all can think shitty or you can think really good. I don't care. Like I love me.
And that's when you get to that point in your life, shit's good. And you don't give a
Yeah.
shit about what anybody says. I'm there too. I could care less.
Yeah.
I had somebody come in and ask me if I could be a cow. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, yeah. I mean, you and me are thicker. We're BBW models. Do
Yeah.
you, a lot of people think like you have to be thin and all this stuff. But I'm telling you right now, you can tell them too, you don't have to be.
Yeah, you don't have to be, you can be, look, you can be whatever gender, whatever you got down there is good. You can be whatever size, whatever skin color, whatever hair texture, whatever personality type. You think, like someone told me today, they're weird, so they don't think they can do this. I was like, I think we're all weird.
You're weird, I mean, there's no going back. You just roll with it.
Yeah, don't, like you said earlier, don't get on there. I don't know if you said it before we recorded or not, but don't get on there and like fake.
It's not gonna get anywhere. You're not gonna last. You
I
won't.
don't get on there acting like I'm super horny because I'm not.
I know.
Like, make me that way, yeah, but I'm not.
I know. I'm like so brutally honest sometimes. I'm like, oh, you're just gonna be one token that's doing nothing for me. Nothing, you know?
You have to let them know, because I'm not gonna lie, when I got on 5, 6 years ago, I could just sit there and they were pouring down. The tokens really
I
was.
know.
Now it's a little bit different, but I still stick to my rules. Like, I'm not, can you stand up? Yes, if you tip me.
I say that too. I'm like, can you stand up? Like, yeah, if you want to look at my tip, man, tip that amount. I'll stand up for you, definitely.
Oh, your tits are nice. Can we see them? Yeah, sure. It's X amount of tokens.
Anyway. Okay, so talking about Mattress Actress Academy. I've been watching you and I watch your stuff a lot. And I know that you're getting big. A lot of people are coming to you. So, do you think maybe someday you'll hire some people to help you, be on your team?
So right now I actually do have a team. So I have a girl that helps me with my Paisley Hayes stuff, and then I have a girl that helps me with my Mattress Actress stuff. But the other day I was sitting there talking to them. I'm like, okay, we need someone else. So I am actually, I just want to put this out there because I know y'all have a lot of girls
Yeah,
that
go.
watch there. I'm looking for someone else to join my team, honestly. Like, there's a couple of things that I need, but I have a lot of friends that are hiring and that need help assisting. So if you find yourself in this industry but not wanting to do it yourself, but still wanting to be a part, please reach out to me because I'm in the process. I haven't, actually, it's the first time me saying it. So I don't have to hear first, but I'm putting together a collection of people that can do different things like editing, like assisting, personal assisting, just help with everything in here. There's a lot of stuff that you need and that we should outsource because everyone's a business and you can't run a business as one person.
Well, you guys heard it here first. Haley's hiring. Yeah,
Yes.
there is a lot of stuff
Yes.
to do. You really can't do it on your own, honestly. It's like a 24/7 job.
But here's the thing. If you're just looking for that, I can maybe point you in the direction. I'm a workaholic. Anybody trying to join my team, you have to understand Paisley is a workaholic. So if that's not for you, I'll point you to another direction. But
Awesome.
that's what I need help with.
Yeah, well, good to know. That's really good to know. If anybody's listening and wants to, hit her up. What's the best place that people can reach you on? Or the best place?
Instagram, Mattress Actress Academy.
And
I
she's
prefer people to hit me up there versus my I Want Paisley, just because my I Want Paisley is really for the guys
yeah.
or my peers. And like if someone wants to reach me like on a business, I would rather you hit up Mattress Actress Academy on Insta.
I was gonna ask you, are you like friends with anyone in the industry that's been in the industry as long as you have? Do you
Oh
keep in contact
yeah.
with anyone? Yeah.
I'm friends with, okay, so first and foremost, I feel like I'm the cam girlfriend with all the porn stars. Like my friends really aren't PSOs and cam girls. My friends are do boy girls and all kinds of stuff, content collabs and trades. But there is one cam girl that I will always pay respects to, and that's Noah Benzie. I don't know if y'all have had her on here. If not, you should definitely reach out. Her YouTube channel, See Your Life of a Cam Girl, when I got started in this industry, was the most resourceful thing on YouTube.
I've never heard of her. Noah, what's her last name?
Benzie, Bensi. But yeah, she's awesome. She really is. So, shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to Noah. It's hard to find people that are still doing it, honestly, like every day.
She is the ideal cam girl. Like, she's like, that's a cam girl, in my opinion.
Together, right? That's awesome. So long-term goals with camming, obviously you're creating an empire. That's what it looks like to me. So I mean, long-term, how long do you, are you going to do this for a long time?
I don't have an end date, but I know there will be an end just because I really want to get more into public speaking and having my crowd. So this YouTube channel has taught me that I can build community, that people listen to me and like me. So I'm not saying I want a church, but I definitely want somewhere where people can come congregate weekly and just get in good spirits and get inspired and stuff.
I love that. That's what I was trying
So,
to do too, like with community, getting like weekly Zooms going just to talk.
oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah, we need to talk off of here.
We definitely should. We should put all of our stuff together. It'd be really fun because sometimes you have those days and you have no one really to talk to. I don't have anyone to talk to that gets what I do, you know?
Yeah, it's hard.
It really is. And the judgment and the stigma, it's like you can't really talk to people about it. They don't get it at all. So yeah, I mean, I definitely see you getting big. I mean, before I started this podcast, before I even interviewed on here, I found you a long time ago. And I thought you were just so insightful and so informative. And
Thank you.
you have a lot of knowledge.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
welcome. You're not a gatekeeper, which is fucking amazing because
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I know it's like every time I learn, like if you want to know, I'll answer your questions definitely because it took me a long time to get to know some of this shit. We need to put a manual together. Hey, a book. Have you ever thought about a book?
Yeah, so I haven't really got it all the way under wraps, but I'm debating between an Etsy or a stand store, and I'm working on my Fiverr right now.
Nice. That's exciting.
Yeah. I
Wow.
just didn't want to like put it all out there until I got it together, but that's definitely in the works for sure.
That is amazing. I love that. That is great. You're gonna be like this huge name. I already know it.
Oh, thank you. That's what I'm trying to be. Thank
Definitely in the right line of work, and you're friendly, and you're a great person, and you give a lot of information.
you. I
You definitely got
appreciate
to collab on some shit. You really do. Bring everything together. Speaking of
it. Yeah, for
collabs,
sure.
have you ever done a collab with any boy girl or anything?
Yeah, I have done boy girl, not only boy girl. I did it with Benny's Playhouse.
Nice.
So he's been my only fluid swapping, my only boy girl. I've done boy girl audios. I got one coming with Mars Black. Oh man, his voice.
I don't know who that is, but it sounds hot.
Yeah, well, they're both porn stars. Or adult content creators. I don't know what they consider themselves. But them two. And if I ever did boy girl, I definitely have a list of guys because it's like they all follow me. So
Exactly.
I'll just go down the line.
That's good.
I would like to do some stuff with the girls. I have this double-sided dildo that I just don't have anyone to use it with. So any girls out there want
Too bad you're not closer. I'd be like,
to
let's go have some fun.
work with me. Yes, I just need someone to share it with. So that would be nice to do. This is what I would like. Honestly, if I had a girl that stayed by me, that we can literally work together like 5 days a week, make content together, cam, do phone lines, like really work together. Because when girls link up like that, it becomes
It
powerhouses.
does.
It really does. And one thing in Houston, my city's like crabs in a bucket. I know a lot of people like look at Houston like, ooh, it's awful, but it's really crabs in a bucket and no one wants to see each other win. I can't find a, if there's any girls out there, please let me know, but I can't find like girls like me out here.
It's hard. There's none in my state, entire state, I swear. There's nobody like me. It's hard. We're few and far between.
Yeah.
I mean
And
that,
so it's
but
Always like this where you're like so far away or
I'm like the odd man out where I live. Like no one is like me. Like I even have guys say that's weird that I watch porn every day. I like to watch porn. What's wrong with that? This is strange. It's not strange though.
Yeah, I had to slow it down because Pornhub kept telling me, congratulations, you earned this.
Fucking love it.
Okay.
Or when you go on, like I was on there last night, like I've seen this video, we gotta find some new shit. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Are you on Pornhub or anything? Do you have any content?
Yes, I am. I got on there in October, November, and it's going great. I've been posting all my cam shows there. Go check me out there.
Cool.
It drives traffic. It
Really?
drives traffic to my phone lines. I was on Talk To Me, and this guy, like, I told him don't say it, but he was like, oh my gosh, you're great. I'm watching you right now. Like, oh my gosh. And then from Cam, I
Wow.
was on Chatterbait the other day, and he's like, I found you from Pornhub.
That's awesome. I never hear about models being on there often, like and getting a lot of traffic. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
So what
And
I mean.
I just looked on there. I have like $17 in payout, and I didn't even know I was making any money.
Yeah, that's what I'm
So
talking about.
I'm gonna see how you how what's their monetization like and how you go through all that.
Yeah, definitely. Do you make just mostly solo content then? What do you like make the most of? Just like masturbation stuff or?
All sorts of everything. I would say if someone really wants to get a good idea of me, go on Twitter. I want Paisley. I'm posting my trailers. It may be something to me talking. I have a bunch of different wigs I wear, squirting. Ass worship, farting, JOI, CEI, sissy, cucks, role play.
So if you guys are listening, any guys are listening, if you really don't know what you want, she does everything. So just, go to her. She's not a certain niche. She's very versatile.
Feet stuff,
Oh, yeah.
sock stuff, armpit, belt. Let me throw drop a gem. Fingering the fourth hole. Everyone could make a finger the fourth hole video, and that's your belly button.
Yes.
But that is a cat the most captivating title that if y'all steal it and just tweak it up in your own way.
I like that.
playing with your fourth hole, doing something with your fourth hole.
Yep. So you don't hear about that often. I've only heard about it a few times. So you heard it here
Yeah.
first, right?
Yay.
That's awesome. So when you first started out camming, did you just what did you start with? Did you just have like a laptop? Did you buy anything special when you first started?
I had a laptop. Within my first week, one of my guys on cam bought me a webcam and lingerie. He sent me like $90 to go get Amazon things, so I was like able to get like five or six lingerie pieces. Laptop, light, webcam, lingerie, toy.
Yeah, that's how I started too. I didn't even have Lovins when I first started. I had to make money to, to get one. But I mean, I are you a fan of the Lovins? Do you use
I
them?
don't have one.
I'm not a fan. They don't do anything.
I would like it, but I'm not about to sit there with that thing in me. I'm just not. I'm not gonna get yeast infections and stuff.
God, dude. Like
Please
they.
clean y'all's toys, and please, I had this one toy that gave me a horrible yeast infection. It was itchy
No. You don't think
and
about that shit either. Like my Lovins has given me like two, and I hate that shit. I don't like it. It doesn't do anything for me anyway.
yeah. So I don't know. I make my money without it. They're cool. It's fun to have an active toy. Grab one if that's what you want. It's just I don't use it.
And that's the first time I've heard that in a long time. Because when you go on Chatterbait, all you see is them. To me, it's kind of like impersonal sometimes. It's kind of like rude sometimes, I think. I don't know. I'm on
Yeah,
the fence all the time.
I don't want surprise buzzes. I really just don't want it. It's just not what I want right now. Maybe later. I think it's cool though.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if I could handle that dummy though. Like, I don't think I could handle like it there for a long time. Vibing my clip,
Oh.
that shit's out of control.
Yeah,
Be like, stop, please stop.
that
So when you squirt, do you squirt a lot? Do you do like over and over again? What kind of squirter?
it's more like a creamy waterfall.
Nice. I just taught myself like last year. No one has ever made me do it ever in my life.
But you can do it to yourself.
Hell yeah. I spent like a hard 6 months researching how to do it, and I can definitely do it.
Okay.
I think it's 17 times in a row consecutive online, like live. That was really hard. That was hard.
That thing. Ooh, I'm sure that was tired.
Yeah, and that when you squirt, I mean that you gotta stay hydrated. That like wears you out.
Yeah.
It's funny because like I've posted a few videos on Chatterbait with squirting, and the first one was like cool. Second one, they're like, we can't allow this. Do you get that a lot too?
Yeah, not on Chatterbait or OnlyFans. Don't post those there.
Yeah, and that goes back again to like the terms and conditions. You gotta be careful because they're all different.
Yes, they really are.
Do you use OnlyFans at all?
So funny thing, that's why when you said the Pornhub, in the past 2 weeks, I've had 69 people join my OnlyFans from Pornhub, and I wasn't using it. And I wasn't doing anything to it. I hadn't used it in almost a year. It's not my site of choice.
Me
But since they're on there, I've been trying to go on every day and just like write something quick just to get it out so I'm being active. I really don't want to use that platform, but I have the saying, I go where the money flows. So if it's flowing there
Yeah.
and that's what they want and that's where they want to purchase from, then I'll go.
Yeah, that's the site I just always put on the back burner. I've never been, that's been the last site I ever signed up for. I just never really liked OnlyFans. But yeah, it's true. If it's, you got to do it, you got to do it. It's just, I have a hard time with following the rules on there with the words and stuff. It's very strict. I'm always getting content flagged, so I kind of gave up on it. But yeah, I mean, if you got to go there, you got to go there. I actually had a lot of, have you ever used, you ever sell dirty panties at all?
Yeah, I haven't in a long time.
I used
But
to
yeah.
use scentedpansy.com. Like, if you ever want to get into that shit, like, it's a really good site to sell everything on, even like fetish items.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm gonna have to
scentedpansy.
check that
One
out.
of my first ones I signed up for back in the day, and I still do it. There's a lot of people that love that dirty underwear.
I think you could do it on unfiltered as well.
Yeah, unfiltered. Hey, have you joined Slushy yet?
No, somebody hit me up and told me that I should reach out to them to do something, a collab or something with my YouTube because they did it with someone else's YouTube.
Cool.
Yeah.
You should.
So I'm gonna try to reach out to them and see if I can get them on the channel.
That would be really fucking cool. Have you ever thought about doing any of the like webinar stuff for Lovin's? You know how they have the school on Lovin's?
I don't know how to sign up for it or do any of that.
I actually just, maybe it's something you look into because you're really good at teaching. I actually just emailed them and got a response. I wanted to do like something for their school and they said you could do it. Just pick a topic and let them know. We should check that out because,
Yes, please.
yeah, just email Lovin's and say you're interested in doing a course and they'll let you do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you're really good at the educational stuff. Like you have a very calming presence and you have a lot of information. So I'm definitely
Yeah,
love to have it.
thank you.
Welcome. Anything else you want to add about Miss Paisley Hayes?
I don't know. You know what? I always can talk about well, right now. No, check me out. Check out my YouTube. Please support my YouTube channel. If you want to join my Telegram group, it's t.me/mattressactress. Instagram and TikTok, Mattress Actress Academy. Twitter, Paisley Will Help. Follow me. Check me out.
We're gonna put all your links in the show description too, guys. If you didn't catch that, she's gonna have all of her stuff written out. So definitely go follow her everywhere. She's a
Okay.
huge resource and she's awesome.
Check me out.
Anything else
No,
you want to add to any cam girls that are watching? Any advice?
advice to cam girls. Okay, so I'm trying to give a different one. Let me see. I can't stress enough how important it is to stick to a schedule. And I know I say it a lot, but it really is. I had someone come to me today and they're just like, I don't understand why I'm not making money, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, well, you're not sticking to your schedule and you're not being kind with your schedule. Like, you're still trying to watch TV. You're still trying to cook or do this. Like, you have to focus on your work. You couldn't do that if you was clocking in somewhere. So when you stick to a schedule, don't do other. Okay, there are girls that maybe they just do this part-time, or maybe they have, like, they're not trying to really earn maybe as much as I am. And that's cool, but like, I'm a single mom. I have all these bills to pay, and I would like to earn $300 to $400 a shift. So, with that being said, I don't have $300 to $400 shifts by doing other things while I'm working.
Exactly. You gotta have discipline. Especially a single mom, because this was my full-time job too. Like it's important. You have to have a schedule. You have to, or you're not gonna do anything. It's so easy
Sure.
to fuck off, you know, and not do it. But yeah, if you're serious about it, I mean, there's a lot of money to be made in the industry if you're serious about it.
Yeah,
And
for
you have all
sure.
the answers to that in your Mattress Actress Academy.
Yes, so check me out. I'll be starting another course soon. I don't have a date right now. Consultations are 150, courses are 600. If you want to purchase a self-paced course, you can get it on my YouTube channel, directly there.
You have the options. You have options too. I mean, that's unbelievable. And the money, I mean, that just for what you're paying for those courses, that's an amazing deal for all the knowledge that you're going to get and all the experience you're going to get, hands-on stuff, you know, even from a
10 weeks of me.
exactly.
Be
It's
ready.
cool. So, all right, awesome, girl. It was so awesome having you. I'm sure we're going to talk again, and we definitely got to get together on something. All
Okay, yeah, thank you.
right, you're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.